little story or something. But since I'm not a storyteller, I'm not going to do that. Because I'm terrible. But I am going to do something just for you two guys. You know, Mark talks about hearing, you know, God speak through music. Well, a couple weeks ago, I heard this song. And I'm going to move here and get out of the way. And he spoke through me, to me, through this song. And so we're going to have a little fun this morning.
All the hits.
That ain't what I want to listen to.
All the spin.
So here you go.
I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand. Hey, I'm gonna be the cotton picking rage of the age. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
It's a good song. Well, I can tell you this. I was driving down the road and I was listening to that song. Can you hear me? And I was listening to that song, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "You're my diamond." Now, aren't diamonds the most precious thing in the world? They say it's the most precious stone in the world. And I thought to myself, now, that can't be, you know, that can't be, you know. I'm just like everybody else. And then I thought to myself, wow, you know, how is the Lord been working in my life to take me from who I was as this whole lump of coal, you know, where I didn't know the Lord and I was not walking with him, and he's perfecting me into that diamond, to his precious gem that he holds dearly in his hands every day. You know, diamonds are made by, they're in the ground, thousands of feet in the ground, and are made by extreme heat and pressure. You know, and when I thought of that, when I was looking that up, and it's the same with coal. It's a rock that's made by extreme heat and pressure. Isn't that what our life is? What do we have? Trials in our lives. We have trials in our lives every day. You ever heard the old saying, man, turn the heat on? The heat's on now, we got to get something done. Or we've had something where we're going along in our life and it feels like everything we can think of is just the pressure. It's on your chest. You can feel it in your chest. And in your head, you're going, oh, man, everything is something. But what happens is when we turn it over to the Lord, what do we get? We get the conviction that we're not in control of it, that the Lord has got it. You know, a piece of coal, when you pick it up, I guess everybody here has picked up a piece of coal in their life. But if you pick it up, it's all black and dirty and it gets all over you, you know. And I can remember my grandfather having a coal bin when I was a kid. You know, and he'd be down there shoveling it into the furnace. And his, you know, his basement would be all dusty and dirty and, and it was just like, wow, you know. But isn't that the way we feel when we're not walking with the Lord? Before we met the Lord? You know, Etta said something a couple weeks ago. Right after the Lord gave me that song, we were talking in the back, and she said something about being bad. No, you're not bad. Etta, you're not bad. You're a diamond. You're bright and shining. That's why the song stuck out to me. We talk about how the Lord is molding us like clay. He's molding us with the heat and the pressure of our life. The things that come through our lives, and he's walking with us through the convictions that he gives us and the wisdom that he gives us. Etta, the wisdom that he gives us to handle all these things in our life. And that's what gets us to the place where we start to glow. You know, and that's where we get to the place where we don't think about it, we just turn it over. And when we turn it over, now we have the opportunity to let the Lord move in it. And when he's moving in our lives and we're trusting in him and trusting in his will for our life every day, the way whatever we're going through or whatever, maybe we're having great days every day, I don't know. You know, I've been having a lot of good days lately, I don't know. But there are a lot of things that are going on. You know, all you gotta do is turn on the TV, and if you turn on the TV, you think everything's done. You know, the end of the world's coming. But it's not. Not yet, I don't think. But the Lord's moving in all of it.
You know, we heard in Sunday school today, people were talking about situations where, you know, someone said something to somebody and they get, like Oscar was saying, they got saved. All of a sudden, someone said something and the guy turned over and said, "Oh man, I need the Lord in my life." You know, that's the Lord doing all the forming. That's what he wants to do. He wants to form us in His image. That's what He wants to do. He wants us to be like Him. Now, there's only one perfect man, that's Jesus Christ. But by golly, I sure would like to get pretty close. You know, diamonds are the most treasured gem in the world. You know, I said to Margaret, she said, "What's the title?" I said, "God's Gems." Well, we're God's gems. That's who we are. We're His gems. We're more precious to Him than anything. And He wants us to be more precious to Him than anything. And He wants us to keep working through Him, through His wisdom and His will, and following what He wants us to do to get to where we are closer to Him. Closer to Him is the best thing you can do. That's the thing about it. You know, when I was young, I didn't have a very good impression of myself. And I always thought of myself as maybe a good person. But I really wasn't as good as I thought I was. You know? But can we all say that? And who am I to define good? And what's the difference between good and bad? You know, I might think I'm really good, and then a guy next door to me might think I'm the worst guy that ever walked the face of the earth. But that's human life. That's human. That's nature. That's human nature. Everybody has their own perception of things. See, I didn't realize how long have I been coming to this church? 30 years? Probably 30 years. When I walked into this church 30 years ago, I can say I truly didn't know who I was. Because I didn't. I had no idea who I was. And if I look at it now, I was just that old lump of coal. That's what I was. I had all the flaws and all the stuff in my life. And I didn't have any idea that God could form me and lead me and help me to take those rough edges off my life. All those things that I thought were okay, but really probably weren't okay. And He helped me to shave all those edges off my life. Or a lot of them. I still have some. But it took me a long time. I was 40 years old, maybe, when I started coming here. And when I started coming here, I would sit in church before Oscar was pastor, Brother Eddie. And Brother Eddie never pushed me. He never, you know, you do this, you do that. He let me walk my own walk with the Lord. And that's what we need to do. And again, that's what the song brought all that thing back to me, because it was a metamorphosis of my life changing. Just like the metamorphosis of the pressure of the earth molding the diamond. You know, and the diamonds are, you know, when they dig, they're hard to come by. But they're thousands of feet in the earth takes a long time for them to come up to the top where they can find them. And, you know, maybe that's what it is with our lives. It takes a long time for us to get the inner glow and the inner wisdom and the inner strength and conviction to understand that our Savior is Jesus Christ, and He's in our life, and He's doing all the things in our lives that He's given us, all the trials, all the successes, all the failures. Each step of the way is molding us into that diamond, that glow. And the interesting thing about it is, if you look at diamonds when they come out of the earth, they're just chunks. They all have to be cut. We all have to be cut because we're all individuals. We're all individual sons and daughters of Christ. My cut might not be Kathy's cut, or Brenda's cut, or Buddy's cut, or Oscar's cut. But the thing is, Christ is in our lives is molding us to be exactly the cut that He wants us to be. That's where our life is going. You know, I don't know why this song jumped up and bit me, but it did. And I've been singing it for weeks. I've been waiting for weeks to do this. You know, it's interesting that to me that for me it's been, like I said, a 30-year walk, and 30-plus year walk. And it's interesting when I look back on it now, the things that I had to go through in my life to get to where I am today, to be able to even stand here. I wasn't a very good student. When I went to UC, my two best classes were public speaking. Now, if you can believe that. But, you know, I never thought that I would ever do this. Just like Oscar said it many times. When he was young, he had a vision that he was going to be up here speaking. I never had a vision in any of that. But see, the Lord put the conviction in me that if I have something to say, Oscar allows us to do that. And that's part of our formation. You know, it's not to say everybody needs to get up here and speak. It's just to say, when the Lord's convicting you and you have the opportunity to go and share the Lord with someone, that's all of the process. That's all of the process of us moving forward in Jesus. And for me, every day is a different day, a new exciting thing. I read a thing the other day. I was reading a book when I took my grandson to swim practice, and there was a quote in there from Tiger Woods. It said, "No matter how I play today, I can play better tomorrow, and that's what makes it exciting. I might have the opportunity to be better tomorrow, and that's what makes tomorrow exciting." And that's what makes living with Jesus in our life exciting, because no matter what happens today, tomorrow's another day, and it could be overwhelmingly exciting. And every time we do that, with that mindset, to me, it means to me that if I failed today and I scuffed the diamond, tomorrow I can take that edge off. I might be able to knock that edge off. And that's what I think, you know, for me, it's just so important to understand that I'm not in control. I want God's will in my life. I want the wisdom to know God's will in my life. I want Him to show me His, what He wants me to do with my life. And then I want to have the ability to be able to follow through. Now, am I going to do that 100%? Probably not. You know, that's where I have, you have to be honest. But again, that's all part of the growth process. That's part of the formation. You make a mistake, go back and fix it. You know, and that's the other thing with when we're walking with Jesus. We don't have to fix it. He's already fixed it. He fixed it when He went to the cross. We don't have to beat ourselves up. We don't have to do that kind of stuff. We were watching, what do we watch the other night? The Da Vinci Code. We were watching the Da Vinci Code. I don't know why, we just had it on. Where the guy was flagellating himself with the whip. We don't have to do that. We have to let God put the heat on, turn it up if He has to, turn it down if He has to. Put a little pressure on here, take it a little pressure off there. That's how we grow in Jesus Christ. Is trust that whatever He's putting, if He puts a little heat on, it's only temporary. If He puts a little pressure on, it's only temporary. That's the trust we have to have. Genesis 2:7. I thought this fit real good to this. And 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life and made man a living being." You know, if you go to a funeral, you hear the minister say, "Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust." Well, you know, I don't think God made dirt, not made us out of dirt. But I do believe He did make us imperfect to start, because that's how He was going to do the formation in our life. He gave us the free will to follow Him. He gave us choices. He gave us choices to go, you know. We were talking in Sunday school today. I kind of giggled when Brenda was talking about running around when she was a teenager. And Ada was saying, "I used to run around with all these people, and they're still doing the same stuff when we were young." And I can say, "I used to go out and do all this running around with all these people and doing all this stuff, and I'm still doing some of the stuff when we were young. But it's all a learning process. You know, we learn to weed out. As we walk, when we're walking with the Lord, we learn to weed out the things in our lives that we thought were things that we wanted to do or we used to do, because they're no longer our interest. Our interest is completely flip-flopped. And, you know, sometimes it's people. You have to take them out of your life. Well, I like the words of the song where it says, I'm going to find a better way to walk. Well, if you heard some of the other part of it, it says, I'm going to kneel and pray every day. That's how you find a better way to walk and you find a better way to talk. You kneel and pray every day. I'm going to be the world's best friend. Shake everybody's hand. We were talking about that in Sunday school today, weren't we? It means we need to love our brothers and sisters. Sometimes when we have disagreements, we have to find the resolutions. We have to love them anyhow. It says, love your enemy. Make them your friend. Sometimes that's hard to do, but that's what we need to do. Spit and polish my rough edges. Get rid of my flaws. Well, the way to do that is be in His Word, stay in prayer, take your time in, daily and spend time with the Lord by yourself, even if it's 5 minutes, and have a conversation. You know, a conversation, just like talking to your friend. Because He is your best friend. Put Jesus in the forefront of your life. Rely on Him. Count on Him. Trust Him for everything He's doing in our life. And be the diamond He wants you to be. And remember, no matter what we think, we are His precious diamond. We are the thing that He covets more than anything. He wants us to be just like Him. He wants us to be with Him and in Him. He wants to be in our hearts and in our minds. And He wants that more than anything. He wants that relationship that we can have with Him to walk this life that we have here on earth and be His best friend, just like He's our best friend. So I'm just an old lump of coal. I'm going to be a diamond someday. Just keep that in the back of your head for a couple of days. Think about it. Because you are going to be a diamond someday. You already might be a little one. You might want to get a big one. I don't know. I think the Hope Diamond is still the biggest one in the world. Maybe we hope for that, huh? And I'm going to find a better way to walk, and I'm going to find a better way to talk. I'm going to scrub them old rough edges off. Get rid of them flaws, and I'm going to kneel and pray every day. So have a blessed day, and keep singing. Father, thank You. Father, thank You for the forming that You're doing in our life. The forming that You're just twisting and turning us and putting us in position to be the best diamond we can be for You, Lord. That should be our aim, to be the best we can be for You, Lord. Let us follow in Your will today. And Father, let us just throw all of our trust and everything we have into Your arms, Lord, because You'll take it and You'll lead us with Your wisdom and Your grace every day. Give us another exciting day tomorrow. Today, if we fail, give us a new start tomorrow. And let us just keep accepting what You're bringing our way and giving it right back and relying on you to get us through it. In Jesus' name, amen.